they used to be called Monsters Calling Home. We're going to ask him about that name. We have in the studio, we've got John, Sally, Joe, Alex, Jennifer, and Daniel. It's a big band. And Alex, tell me, what about that name, Monsters Calling Home? Where did that come from, and why'd you change?
Well, Monsters Calling Home was actually the song that got us together. I wrote that one first after a conversation with Joe, our bassist, on our way to Zion Narrows. And I brought it to the band. They all liked it. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to audition it at an Asian American talent show in Los Angeles called Collaboration, and they were doing it at the Nokia Theater, and so I just wanted to fill the stage with as many people and friends. And so I brought all these friends, and I told them, do you like the song? And when they said yes, I said, do you want to try it on stage? And that's how it got started with that. And we didn't win that competition. We lost to some a guy with two yo-yos, but which we've reconciled now, and he's doing great in his career. But
sure,
after that, we got a lot of blog support, and people outside of our friends and family seemed to enjoy our song and our sound. So we continued. I think a little bit into our career, we you know, people kept saying, you're on the radio, you're on the radio, and it was actually Monsters and Men. And so this emotional roller coaster that we were on with
so you had to change them. Yeah, Monsters and Men.
Yeah, there's just too many monsters around. So we decided to just let go and not be so precious about the name. And Run River North came out of that. And I think it really just defines us as a group holistically. And our sound and our live performances is very much like a river. It sometimes is very peaceful and quiet, and then it just starts rushing and swelling into these big moments. And so I think overall, I think we made a good decision. Monsters Calling Home is still part of our story, and so it's a good way to keep it there.
Is there a specific river in mind, or is this just a metaphorical river?
I think it's a metaphorical river, but people have been posting about the Chicago city called River North, I believe, or something like that. And so we're still trying to find out. It also might be a river in North Korea that we might try to be ambassadors for. But no, it's just a metaphorical one. That, in terms of place, it's metaphorical. And I actually have a friend whose daughter is named River, which we wrote a song called Run River Run for her, and kind of just fortuitously went well with our band name. So,
well, you've got the instruments out, and we're going to do something a little different. This is sort of an acoustic thing. You guys are going to kind of gather around. Got some violins, an acoustic guitar. You've got bass, and you're going to be singing some wonderful harmonies. And I love this sound. So we're going to give this a little taste. What are we going to hear?
First song is going to be called Growing Up from our album.
This is Run River North on WUKY.
There's a fight to be won for the love you find at home. Work to be done before you rest your weary bones. Finding peace don't come to everyone I know. So I will love in this life till I finally have to go. Said I will love in this life till I finally have to go. Well, I know I have lived just a wrinkle of my life, and I hear so many times it'll be over if I blink twice. So please forgive if I don't walk off that plank stuck in your eye. I've got my life to love, and I'm here to take what's mine. I've got my life to love, and I'm here to take what's mine. Growing up, child, is just a matter of time. Forgiving all you've got, so won't you dance under the sun? Growing old feels like you're giving up your soul. Rather give it freely to the ones that I call home. I ain't scared, not afraid of the world in front of me. I found my way without your help. With a broken family, I'll take my breaks with my sins. Do as I do please with my friends till the end.
there lies my loyalty. With my friends till the end, my lies their loyalty. I used to close my eyes to what stirred under my bed. Now they're open wide to the monsters in my head. Instead of claws, they whisper lies, sinking fear in quiet steps. So I'll fight in the light till I give my final breath. Said I will fight in the light till I give my final breath. Oh, I will fight in the light till I give my final breath. Said I will fight in the light till I give my final breath. Growing up, child, it's just a matter of time. Giving all you've got, so won't you dance under the sun? Growing old feels like you're giving up your soul. I'd rather give it freely to the ones that I call. Growing up, child, is just a matter of time. Giving all you've got, so won't you dance under the sun? Growing old feels like you're giving up your soul. Rather give it freely to the ones that I call home. Growing up, child, is just a matter of time. Forgiving all you've got, so won't you dance under the sun? Growing old feels like you're giving up your soul. I'd rather give it freely to the ones that I call home.
Beautifully done. Run River North. So you all hail from Los Angeles, from Koreatown?
Is that no, actually, we could just go there to eat.
You just go there to eat? Yeah, well, you know, that's one thing Lexington doesn't have is a Koreatown, and I wish we did. Oh, my
It'd
gosh.
Fantastic.
I love the Korean barbecue. I love all the kimchi and all that stuff. Man, it's good stuff.
Let's hang out next time.
I'm telling you. I need to know where to go out there. But you guys, the sound that you have is so close to almost a sort of a Southern Americana sound. Where does that come from? In LA, I mean, were you inspired by other groups, or is just something just came natural?
I think when I started writing for this band, or the songs that I wanted, a friend of mine was just like, "You should listen to a lot of country, old and new," and just gave me 5 Burn CDs of just everything he can think of, and a lot of Willie Nelson, and even just the current, you know, people like Conor Oberst, and what he was doing. And I think a lot of it, what I gravitated towards was the songwriting and just talking about folks and folks that you know. And that's kind of what the folk music kind of came out from us. And I think the fact that all 6 of us sing, we just had to learn how to harmonize well. And so that's what happened.
It makes it a lot easier when everybody can sing. And does everybody write music in the group?
Yeah.
What's the process like when you're putting together songs? Does somebody come up with an idea and say, well, hey, I've got a piece of a lyric, and then you sort of move it around and
yeah, snap. it's sort of like planting a garden, and we just, all of us have different seeds, and depending on what process it's in, we try to just nurture that and see if it is a lyric, or if it's just a violin part or a story that we're working on, and seeing what could happen. And I think the mentality is just that making the song the foremost important thing, and also making sure that everyone feels comfortable making stupid songs, and so that they're not afraid to share any idea, because you never know what can grow into anything. And so that's been the case. For the first album that we do have out right now, I was the primary songwriter for that, but if it wasn't for the rest of the band, I wouldn't know what key we were in or what time signature. And so it's really a collective process and bringing things to the bed of the group and seeing what sticks and whose influences kind of make the song better.
Is it fun getting out on the road and being able to see different parts of the country and bring this sound to people?
Yeah, it's been pretty great doing the live show, because I think first and foremost that's where we thrive, and that's what's really important about music is having that live music experience. The fact that we're all Korean American. It's always very surprising when we first get on stage and there's a lot of hands folded and across and just a lot of suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment we start singing, it's just been a great response. And being at our merch table after the show, just hearing how many people respond to the songs in so many different ways. It's been great. And also just getting food recommendations wherever we go. So that's been also great.
I've already given you some. Yeah, that's wonderful. And I hope you will enjoy some of Central Kentucky's finest foods. You've had some national exposure. You were on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. And maybe you can describe that, because as what I understand, it was kind of a surprise performance. How did that work?
Well, In essence, we just got punked by Honda. We ended up making this music video or YouTube video in our cars, in our Honda cars, because we just didn't have enough money to go to the studio. They reached out to us saying that we would love for us to play at some Honda executive show. We went to the hotel where they were showcasing us, and a couple actors were just stalling time, and they just said that day, they were saying, "There's no show. You're going to go across the street right now to go perform on Kimmel." And that's what happened. Jennifer's tears were really real in that YouTube video. And we, in essence, didn't have time to even process that we were playing on national TV. So I think that came across as well in our performance as well.
And it had to be exciting, though, once you knew what was happening and you knew that it was going to be. Because I know a lot of people saw that performance. Mm. And so that was your initial exposure to a great group of people out there across the country.
Yeah, it really helped us. It was a great firework. We luckily put our demo CD out on iTunes a month earlier, and so that kind of helped put a little money in our pockets. But mostly, I think, surprisingly, it was the best for our parents, because you know, we have a bunch of parents who want us to be successful and stable in our careers, and the fact that we were doing all music in a full Korean band and without any, you know, white people, I guess, they were kind of suspicious. And
sure,
seeing us on TV kind of gave us another 2 years before they started asking about graduate school or what's our next step. So it was a good time.
You know, you must have great parents to be able to support you. Because, I mean, for any musician out there, it's a difficult life. You guys have done quite well for yourself, and the sound is great.
Thank you so much.
So how about another song?
Sure, yeah. Let's do Monsters. I think... Yeah.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we're talking about our parents as well, and this is the song that kind of got us together, and so...
Okay.
Unless, can we do one more after this? Is that okay?
We'll
see what happens.
Okay, see what happens, yeah. That sounds good. It's Run River North on WUKY.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember the radio edit.
Walking heavy to the beat of a broken drum, digging for worth in a land under a foreign sun. The children call bitter words of a strange tongue. Hearts down, they're walking heavy till the dying's done. I see their hands. Some hold the bottle, some hold back. And in their arms, a wave of light in a sea of black. Their voices low, trembling for blood. And would they know of a deep that cries too deep in the night? The night, oh, they call, yes, they call now. Nobody knows how they beat. Oh,
chest to the sounds of the broken hearts. Crying wolf under sheepskins, reaching out their claws. Stomping their feet, never letting up the dust, choking up their lungs. Told to be a father, growing up into a fatherless
son. Oh my son, won't you come, won't you come? Son, oh my son, won't you come, won't you come?
Son, oh my son, won't you come, won't you come? Son, oh my son, won't you come, won't you come? Oh, hear the monsters calling home. No, they don't want to be alone. But the closet they keep closed, swallow the key so nobody knows how they be.
Done. Run River North, six Korean Americans from Los Angeles touring around with their band, and really a fantastic indie folk sound. You guys could be from anywhere. You could be from North Carolina with that sound, or Alabama, or whatever. And is there a great deal of pride among other Korean Americans that you encounter when you perform out? I mean, you think you're inspiring?
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, I hope that's the plan, to kind of just get people, you know, regardless of what they look like, to be, you know, musician, or, you know, be good at their craft. And because we, you know, we grew up in Los Angeles where there's just plenty of artists
there. Yeah, of all different kinds. Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
And there, you know, there are some Korean Americans and some friends of ours that, you know, we think should be pursuing. And so whatever it is, wherever they are, hopefully it inspires them. And honestly, the funny thing is that sometimes we have a lot of Asian fans that come to our shows that it's like their first concert experience.
Wow.
And we hear stories about their mom saying, if it's online, watch it online. And so they're like, they're finding ways to get out. And I think it's really inspiring to see people just, you know, come out to live shows more often.
So what are we going to hear?
We're going to hear Run River Run.
Oh. Run River Run from Run River North on WUKY.
Run, river, run. Your mother's calling heaven, son. She's tired from the storm. Witches from the north, standing at the gates, quiet, unafraid. But one has come, one has come. Run, river, run. I hear your father's gun. He's wary from the road. Wolves and the crow kept him at the gates with hands full of praise. But one has come, one has come. Rushing like a spirit from a wineskin bag. Settled by your sister like it's never going back. Mother's crying out with a different kind of sadness. Sam can't choose between a promise and a habit. Through your blood, there's gold in your hair, silver linings. I know that they're scared, or they're rushing to the wind, but you won't let them in. No, you won't let them in. Rushing like a spirit from a wineskin bag. Settled by your sister with your heart. I hear
sounds like home. It sounds like home. It sounds like home. It sounds like home. Mother's at peace, brother's in the crowd. Sam's asleep between his love and a garden.
Beautiful song, again, from Run River North. Run River Run. And we've got John, Sally, Joe, Jennifer, Daniel, and Alex. Long way from home, but out on the road. And I guess Chicago is next for you all. And then what's next?
Oh, first we need to go eat.
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, going to have some wonderful food, wonderful Central Kentucky food, and that's yeah. fantastic.
And then Chicago.
Thanks so much for coming in, and we hope that you will come back and see us
very
next
soon.
Time you pass through.
Thank you.